today is Friday, June the 3rd, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Core Grains. Hard to believe it is already June. I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeff Ragai.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody.
And my other co-host, Mr. Bob Smith.
Hi, everybody.
So, lots of guys are wrapping up the planting this week. Lots of news in our market space.
The markets have been wild this week. We're into that pullback stage.
We sure are. We're seeing some of those, what did you say earlier, war premiums coming off for wheat anyways.
Yeah, wheat prices this week. So hard red spring wheat for this harvest is down almost $40. So it's closing out at $485. Remember just 2 weeks ago.
I was going to just say, it's hard to believe I put a target in for $550 2 weeks ago.
And here we're at $485. So it's, down $40 this week. It was down last week. Even for next year, it's down near $30. The winter wheat's down about $45 this week. Down $45 for the week. Like, that's just...
So I'm just going to stop you right there before we move on from wheat. We talked about the war premium, but is there something else that's causing this market to come down other than the situation in Ukraine?
Well, let's tie a little more into the situation in Ukraine. So there was talks again this week about Russia allowing some humanitarian grain exports out of the Ukraine. But then that supposedly was being brokered by Turkey this week. But just like last week, nothing has come from it. But as soon as the market talks about that there might be exports, the whole market goes down. Not just wheat, corn, both soybeans, soybean oil, everything goes down. Because it's like, the Ukraine's going to export again. So what's the world going to do with all these supplies? It might only be two boatloads or something they get out, but it's the market pulls back and then it comes back up. But that doesn't really explain why wheat is down all this. Maybe one of the other big things on why wheat is down, the managed money. So remember, managed money is, they love to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
And when everything was going up, they just keep investing more money, speculating that the prices are going to keep going up. So we call that a long position. And as some things happen for prices to pull back a little bit, they get nervous. Oh, panic selling. They liquidate a bunch of that long position, and that expedites prices going down. And
it really, it makes that hit that much bigger, right?
Yeah, so this week, I did read the numbers, can't remember what they are now, but like the wheat position really liquidated a lot of the long position. Corn liquidated a bunch, but I think soybeans actually increased their long position. So kind of difference in the marketplace. But so wheat has just been pulling back.
The other thing I read this week is that the Deep South has started their winter wheat harvest. Does that have, like, is the crop a really good crop? Is that affecting prices?
So is a crop good in the U.S. winter wheat? So think on the good to excellent ratings this year in U.S. winter wheat have been at historic lows. It's been like less than 30% good to excellent last week here. I think it was at 27 or 28%. So they're not looking for big yields out of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get strong yields, I think they're going to be very happy with them. But so the harvest has started. It hasn't really affected the market. I think it's really is the talk out of the Ukraine, managed money liquidating some of that position, and generally that wheat had gone too high. And
it did go very high.
What's that old saying about high prices?
I think it's like high prices cure high prices or something like that.
Yeah, high prices cure high prices.
Have you heard
prices.
That one, Bob?
What goes up must come down.
That's right.
And it seems like wheat's there. So corn this week. Spot corn's down about $25. Harvest corn's down $14. It's still at like $344, but that's down for the week. Next year's down. Soybeans down $10 to $15 across the board. So soybeans, remember spot soybeans were over $700, or they're just, yeah, they still are. I meant harvest soybeans, sorry, were over $700. And I can remember saying, we're not that excited about it, that they're $700.
Isn't that awful? 2 years ago, our customer day price was like $450.
$430.
$30.
And it was a big push, and we bought a lot of soybeans.
Ooh.
So there's
$700, not excited. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about $700 beans.
So if we talk about soybeans, so they're like we're under $700 now, $693. But soybeans, if corn and wheat, the managed money liquidated those positions, but they increased soybeans. So that means they're betting on soybean prices to go up. Now, what would make soybean prices go up, Bob?
Probably slow planting.
Planting in the U.S. Increased demand,
weather related issues.
We're always a weather market.
It's funny to me because we're having planting here in Eastern Ontario. We're kind of wrapping up, but I know in the northern states they're still having planting issues. So you would think a lot of guys would switch to soybeans, and that would be rallying the corn market. But it's not the case right here.
Well, it is a strange one because we're going to talk out of both sides of our mouth when we talk about U.S. planting. So. They've been way behind, but last week they did get caught up. U.S. corn was up to 86% planted. Five-year average was 87. Soybeans were right in there, 66, 67%. Spring wheat was so far behind. Their five-year average is 92%, but they were only at 77. But I want to kind of, you said about the northern states, key into North Dakota. So North Dakota has 56% of their corn planted.
That's a pretty low amount.
59% of their spring wheat. Minnesota's at 53% of their spring wheat. Now, those numbers, we have to kind of read a little further into it. So the crop insurance for the U.S. farmers in these northern states, I think the last day for full coverage was May 31st, which was Tuesday. Tuesday was May 31st. So if they didn't get that corn and spring wheat planted, will they switch over to soybeans? And we just said how soybeans are being stronger.
Yep.
But they might get more acres, and there might be less corn acres and spring wheat acres. So that should support corn and spring wheat and pull down soybeans. But the market's probably the other way around.
You know. So things could be different 1 week from now.
So next week, the crop progress report on Monday is really going to be watched, just how much crop got planted, and especially in those northern states.
There's another report that comes out next week. I think it's the end of the week, the monthly WASD report. What do you expect from that, Jeff?
So that's their monthly stocks report. Usually in the early June report, they don't change a lot on the production side from the U.S., they don't normally play with acres either because it's too early to say how many acres will get planted. But they should still be making more reductions based on the crop in South America.
Mm-hmm.
They almost have to make some stock reductions in the U.S. because the U.S. has already exported more soybeans for this marketing year than the USDA was projecting for the whole marketing year, which doesn't end till September. So they have to reduce some stock numbers, and that should be very bullish soybeans.
Yep.
Supporting soybean prices.
Well, maybe there you go. That's what's supporting the soybean price.
Is that what I read today? You know, the oil market, biodiesels and big demand here, you know, like that's really supporting the soybean market. So the oil market this week, you know, they had the OPEC Plus meeting. OPEC Plus does include Russia. Unfortunately, those guys are still supporting Russia. They're not really coming out against Russia in this war in the Ukraine. Saudi Arabia says they're going to increase oil production, crude oil production, which probably under pressure from the states to bring more supply out. The market's looking for more supply from the states on the shale, the fracking oil production there. But it seems to be slow coming online. So oil prices did jump up some this week. That really supports biodiesel, the ethanol markets, you know, which it should support corn, should support the soybean market. Those are big things that will really are bullish in the marketplace. And it's we have to look at so many things now that we can always pick something out that why the market should go up, why the market should go down. And, you know, sometimes we're grasping at it, but it's, there's always reasons out there, you know.
I think most things, especially in the commodity market, you could argue at both sides very easily at any point in time.
Oh, what was the one I told you, two different things I read this week. One was delayed corn plantings. So this late planted corn is going to be 10 bushels an acre less. So that's going to hurt the supplies this year. So that should be bullish for corn, bullish prices, get prices higher. The next article I read, it says, oh, the early corn that was planted is doing really well. It's going to have a bonus yield on that. So there's increased supplies, and that's negative prices. So it's kind of like which person you want to believe in, or maybe they're both correct, you know.
Well, I know, Bob, you were saying earlier, right, about driving around the countryside. Like, the crops are looking real great, the ones that got in early. I know we just finished, like, yesterday or the day before that, so we'll wait and see how this later stuff fares as well.
And you're seeing the corn. I noticed a field off Prince of Wales this morning, and the corn's up about 3 inches. It's looking really, really good. And the beans are coming along, too. Beans, even late planting beans, seem to be coming, poking up through. And
so with that being said, and our current market situation, like, where should guys be at? How much do you think they should have forward contracted for this crop?
Well, that's it's a great question, and there's no perfect answer, because it's people have to look at their own costs, everything, their own marketing situations, what they normally do. But when you look at these historic high prices, you know, like, I think this is probably the year, oh my God, I almost hate saying that, but it probably is the year to be a little more aggressively sold. You know, you just hate to watch this downside in the market. Like, there's spring wheat down, what do we say, $65 here in the last couple weeks. You know, winter wheat, $45. So it's, you know, a lot of marketers like to say, take a cookie when that plate goes around, and maybe,
and
don't be afraid to take two.
That plate's going to be coming on June 29th.
Customer day.
So regardless of where the markets go between now and then, there will be a premium on that day. So
we always have a strong price on that day. And that usually is very, you know, we're into some weather, always into some weather concerns and growing in the States. The States market is so large. So
I think I said that a couple of weeks ago. Are we ever not in a weather market?
Yeah. So there are other things about customer day you'd like to talk about?
I just want to say thank you very much to everyone that's called in or emailed in about to RSVP. So we are asking guys to just give us a heads up on how many are coming from your party, so we can plan things a little bit better. Our first year back here since COVID. And everything is, food's ordered, chairs and tables are ordered, and we're excited to see everyone in person.
Did we not agree we'd never say that C word again or something? I thought that was all past.
China? No, we didn't talk about China yet. No.
Yeah, unfortunately, China, COVID in China still was in the news of that, too.
It is. I did see some restrictions lifted, I think it was this last week, that some cities are...
Shanghai was one of them. Yep.
People are now allowed to go outside, so I'm happy for them, because I think I'd go crazy if I was stuck inside all day. Anyways, we are underways with the planning of Customer Day, and we hope to see as many people as possible there. And, thanks for tuning in this week.
Everybody finish up that planting, keep those sprayers moving, get the hay cut, make lots of progress, everybody.
Absolutely.
Be safe.
If you want to talk about anything marketing or booking some crop, don't hesitate to give us a call anytime, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Have a great week.
Bye for now.
Thanks very much.